With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And I'll notice.
So we've got a 12-team Superflex PPR 1.75 tight end premium start 10. Scott, are you going Jonathan Taylor and Devontae Smith or Breece Hall and the 206? Go ahead, man.
Oh, so it's a 2-for-2, running back for running back, draft pick for receiver. So I think there's a couple things to break down here. So first of all, how far apart are Jonathan Taylor and Breece Hall? For the community, probably further apart than what a trade calculator might say. Meaning Jonathan Taylor has very little demand. Breece Hall is one of the few running backs that does have demand.
Right.
So there's a big piece there where you just say, I'm getting the best asset in Breece Hall. And then is the gap closer between Devontae Smith and the 206? Smitty's good, probably a guy worth a late first. Probably can't do much with him other than get into the late part of this class. So I think it's just a gamble. If you take the 206 and Breece, you're getting the best piece. And now can I incrementally move the 206 for something that can somewhat replace Devontae Smith? I think I can. Maybe it's a veteran receiver. Maybe it's a cross-positional, or I add to another piece to go up and get one of those receivers. But I think I'll take the Breece Hall side and just bank that I'm getting the best asset, the most flexible asset, 206, not far enough from Devontae Smith for me to take the other side.
A blurry McBlurison, it's your turn. Which side would you take here, JT and Devontae Smith or Breece Hall and the 206?
If I just sit still, maybe the blurry will go away. I love that it does it out of nowhere. Hello? Hello, blurry? There you go. Thanks.
There we go.
Good Lord. I don't even think this is particularly close. I appreciate Scott trying to make it sound like it's close, but it's not. Breece Hall by about not a kabillion over Jonathan Taylor. It is less than a kabillion. I will say that. But to Scott's point with that 206, I'll just go buy me some Michael Evans. So do you want Michael Evans and Breece Hall, or would you prefer Jonathan Taylor and Devonta Smith? Production, resale value, whatever you want. Go ahead and give me give me the not Jonathan Taylor side.
Scott, would you take Jonathan Taylor and a 26 first or Breece Hall?
Who? If you did, I wouldn't be like, that's bad process. It's probably a good process to take an extra first. And I think it just depends on the appetite for picks and how flexible your league is. In a league where I can't really do much and people are going to look at a 26 first as not a real asset. Now, I don't know if everybody remembers. You remember the back in the day when Shane would talk about how future firsts weren't real assets if they were more than two drafts out? Technically, 2026 is more than two drafts out at this point. But I think it's not terrible if you're getting JT in a first. You're just betting that JT's, within 80, 85% of Breece Hall? If he is, you win that deal because you're getting the first out of it. That's a lot closer. That's what I'd be looking to do more with Breece Hall than the first deal, where I'm just giving him up for two pieces that are probably parked on my team.
Right. Slippy, thank you very much for the hammer. Much appreciated. Shane, we're going to start with you on this one, man. So it is a 10-team 2QB PPR 1.5 for the tight end start 10. We have Watson, Ridder, Lance at QB, Bijan, Spears at running back, JJ, Chase, CD, Garrett Wilson, Ayuk, and then has McBride and Pitts at tight end. Has the 101, 2, 3, 6. Has the 202 and 2, looks like 25 and 26 first. Activity is fair, but established QBs are expensive. Draft plan. So Shane, 10 teams start 10, 2 QB. And he's got 101, 102, 3, 6. Go ahead, man.
So I guess he's telling that but established QBs being expensive, you've already established what your draft plan is. Like, you're going to draft quarterbacks with several of those picks, if not a quadruple of those picks. Like Marv Harrison, Caleb Williams, Drake May, although you have the 101, 103, so I'd probably go Daniels, then Caleb, and then Marvin Harrison, assuming I can't trade those picks. And then at this 106, I'm probably drafting J.J. McCarthy. I'm assuming, again, you've said established QBs are expensive, so I mean that I'm assuming they're out of your range. Obviously, I'd prefer to trade some of those picks for an established quarterback, but if you can't get that done, I have no problem drafting three quarterbacks in this draft because, yeah, you have Watson and Ritter. You're not particularly deep at the position.
Yep. Okay, we can keep moving on here. We've got I don't know if this is a stray hammer or not, but from Johnny Detroit saying bingo. That was from bingo night the other night. We'll see if there ends up being a trade attached to that one. But thank you for the hammer, regardless. And I should say, too, for anybody who hasn't watched our show, welcome. When we say start 9, start 10, what we're talking about is the amount of players you include in your lineup or start in your lineup, not including kicker and defense. All right. So just wanted to make that clear. Let's move on to the next question. So this is from Everest. This is a 12-team super flex standard, guys. And Scott, we'll start with you on this one. Start 10. Hurts and trash cans at quarterback. B-Rob, Zamir, Ken Walker, Singletary, J.K. Dobbins at running back. Pickens, Hyatt, Zay Jones, right? Zay Jones at a lot of trash cans. K-Dotton, Everett, Mayer. Has the 109, 201, 210. And then looks like extra future 25 first and second. He says, love from Australia, need help with the orphan. Took it over last year and need help in this rebuild. What direction should I go? Draft quarterback or try to trade for one? And it's mid-activity level. So, Scott, 10-team Superflex, start 10 here. This is your team. Your earliest pick is 109.
Standard? Are we assuming like there's no PPR at all? That's how we're
assuming no PPR.
No, that can't be correct.
No, we do have. I think this is him. Yeah, he's got... Yeah, he's got a different buy me a coffee name, but this is his dinosaur league that he has. It's standard.
Which he orphaned and then came back later on, took it back. Couldn't get away from the standard league. Yeah, I mean, this is a rough team. Unfortunately, this class isn't a great cross probably for a standard league. And unfortunately, you also don't have a lot of assets that you could move. Kind of like the structure of in a standard league, I could drill down my receivers to... I mean, we never really do this, but if we had to analyze all the receivers from a standard perspective, we'd probably be looking for some different stuff than we currently do right now. You know, we'd be looking for guys on probably good offenses. They could put up big touchdown totals, big yardage totals. So he's got somebody like that with Pickens. What else can he even move? B-Rob, Ken Walker, Singletary, Zamir White, maybe. So he's set up as a standard league, but it's also a bad team. I don't know. I think you probably got to start with moving Hurts, I would guess. You got to have a look for a tier down off Hurts. Can you move to Richardson plus? Can you liquidate any of the players? I mean, literally any player you have on your team can go.
Yeah.
I really don't want to make the picks. I'd much rather have picks in 2025 in a standard league.
Yeah, with that running back class.
Can I move the picks I have for future picks? Maybe he can, but he does have an extra first next year or two extra first next year and an extra 26 second. I think this is a full blow up. Everything goes, try to leverage your high-end pieces, try to liquidate your mid-tier pieces, and just play for the future.
Everything must go. So, Shane, we have a hammer from Sky. Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Sky Moore?
This is just 1K. This is just 1K. So 1K, one hammer.
I think Sky Moore is bad enough that he would try to convince people that this isn't him by just removing a K.
He's in dynasty.
Based on what I've seen on the football.
Giving up football for dynasty. Yeah,
He should. Anyway.
MJ still needs to connect me with Garrett Wilson. That's supposed to happen one day, right? An MJ thing. Yeah. So, Sky, thank you for the hammer. It is a 12-team Superflex tiered PPR start 10. Burrow, T-Law at quarterback. Bijan, Ramondre, Chubb. Then at wide receiver, Amon-Ra, Olave, Diggs, Dio, John, and then as Kelsey at tight end. Lost in the ship this last season. No 24 picks. I have all 25 picks. What's the move here?
I mean, so no 24 picks. You're limited. I love when people come at us when they don't have actually, like, they've already boxed themselves into a box, a corner. That's the saying, isn't it? It's not box yourself into a box. That would be weird. But you box yourself into a corner, and then it's like, what do I do now? What, is that not the saying? Paint yourself into a corner? Whatever, I don't care.
Box yourself into a box. I don't even know how we got there, but we did.
Because we have shame. That's how you get there. You just so have a shame.
This team has no flexibility, right? So I'm probably looking at, can I tear down from Bijan and get a pick and another wide receiver? I'm probably looking, is there anybody that wants to take Burrow off my hands for, say, a Herbert in a first, even if I have to give back 2 seconds? Although I have no 24 seconds, so I won't be able to do that. Maybe a 25 second. You need to get some assets on your team that aren't players, that are movable.
Are you trading, Shane? Are you trading with this team Bijan for Jalen Waddle and call it a mid 25 first?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Yep.
And then okay. I would probably go, all right, now can I move Burrow for Herbert? I'm going to do that deal before Herbert gets wide receivers in the draft. It's going to happen. So probably something like that. Get Scott.
Well, no, I mean, if you move Bijan, can't you kind of take a shot to try to win with what I have and then just try to patchwork together running back? But I've also insulated myself where next year I'm okay with hitting the reset button on a brand new running back room. You know, we don't have any picks this year, so we're out of being able to shift any of our assets to this year's class. And maybe if you want to sell a Burrow for a quarterback in this draft and take a shot on an extra piece, fine. But it feels like this is a team where if I could split Bijan for nice value, which you're doing with Waddle in a first, I can set a lineup of Amon-Ra, Olave, Diggs, Deontay, Waddle, Burrow, T-Law, Kelsey. I mean, my running backs are going to be week to week, but I also have an extra pick now. How do I know I can't do one more tier off move? And all of a sudden, at least this team is a live underdog, and it's not just because right now, like, is this team good enough to be top two, top three in the league? Maybe.
I don't.
It's so thin. He
said he lost in the championship, but no, there's absolutely no move there. There's absolutely no move.
There's moves no bailout.
Karen is. So you do need to move some of those assets and build in some asset equity. Equity, that's the word I'm looking for. You have to get some equity.
Yep. John, thank you for the two hammers. Scott, we'll start with you on this one. So it is a 12-team Superflex best ball PPR, 1.5 for the tight ends, start 12. Stroud and Herbert at quarterback. Running backs are Gibbs and Spears. Wide receivers, Nico, London, Addison, JSN, Downs, and Christian Watson. And then just Chiggy listed at tight end. Picks are the 101, 106, 108, 111, 201, and then has the 207 and 8. What would you do at the 101, Scott Connor? This is the full question.
Yeah, so here, best ball, I'm definitely taking the quarterback. Give me Caleb. Add Caleb to Stroud to Herbert. I am set at quarterback for years. All I have to do is patchwork together maybe a QB4, QB5 on a weekly basis. Can be a backup, can be a super cheap waiver pickup. Doesn't matter. But this gives you a baseline. Lineup league, you would see this as maybe oversaturating quarterback, right? This team would probably go Marv or prefer Marv over Caleb in a lineup league. Best ball league, give me the three hammer quarterbacks. I have three insulated top 12 QBs. I get whatever they score. I don't ever have to set the lineup. Like that is a base that now you feel very good about just hitting. This draft is awesome for best ball because you can legitimately just go, 106, Adunze, 108, Brian Thomas, 111, Troy Franklin, 201, Ladd McConkey, 207, insert receiver, 208, insert receiver. This is a dream draft class for receivers, and he has all of the picks that if you just picked receivers, I wouldn't hate it. The only other thing I would do is you probably need a couple more running backs with guaranteed roles. Can you flip the 201 for like a Jalen Warren?
Jalen Warren.
Where you know you're going to lock him in. He's going to give you 12 points a game, but he's going to have multiple 18 to 25 point games. So you need another running back or two, but that's a great problem to have. Good team there. I would love that team.
So obviously we'll know more once, like, after the draft and all that, but could this also be a good running back class for best ball too, though? Like, can we see, who knows, right? But can we see potentially a bunch of running backs at least getting some sort of small role, whether it's a Tajay Spears type thing? I don't know. It seems like kind of a dream class for how we build running back rooms too, just in general. Go ahead.
You would have said that about Kendre Miller and Tank Bigsby, right, and Eric Gray and some of those guys last year. Here's the problem with this running back class is not enough of them are going to get drafted in ranges where you're going to say they are guaranteed to have the role. So what's going to happen is in best ball, people are going to go, oh man, I like that. Here's a team that's going to draft a running back. San Francisco is going to draft a running back. They're going to take one. They're going to draft Ray Davis in the fifth, and people are going to be excited. And then week one, he's going to be inactive. And then week four, he might be inactive. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of running backs that we get tricked on that we see the backfield and we go, oh, there's no way that guy doesn't have a role. And then you look up and it's like, yeah, the Raiders drafted a running back. Let me ask you this, Clay. If the Raiders draft a running back, will people be excited?
If the Raiders do?
The Raiders draft Will Shipley in the fourth. Will people like Will Shipley?
Sure.
Because it's Zamir White and Alexander Mattison, right?
It's completely ambiguous.
How's he not better than those guys? And then so people will move him up. They'll take him in the second round. Then there's a chance, like, you get to the season and it's like he's behind those guys.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he can't eventually get a shot.
Roshan? I mean, Roshan last year. Swift is there now, but
that is a perfect example of I don't have time for a running back that's going to give me multiple, like, doesn't have a role or is in a three-way committee type situation. That's why I'm like, I would give the 201 for someone like Jalen Warren, because I know he has
no he's gonna
I know his role. I know he's good. Yeah. I'll overpay a little bit for his efficiency and the locked in role in a lineup league. I have no difference between the two. You know, lineup league, I'll take all the running backs that are going to have to work their way up there. Best ball, give me the locked in 4 points.
Shane, we have a hammer from Eric. Thank you very much. This is a 14-team Superflex PPR. We don't know how many starters, but let's just assume 9. Okay. Pat Mahomes, Kyler, Watson, Minshew at quarterback, Breece, Bijan, Gibbs at running back, Alave, JSN, Amari Cooper, D-Hop, Hollywood, and then also Judy and Elijah Moore listed. McBride at tight end has just a 24 third and then random 25 picks, no firsts. So he has no firsts the next 2 years. Says traded A-Rich and 105 for Mahomes last week, looking to make a move for a hammer wide receiver without hurting my lineup too much. Ideas?
Well, let's go back in time and not give up A-Rich and the 105 for Mahomes. that would have been fine. I would have been fine with Kyler and A-Rich
and Watson.
And then the 105 I could have used towards a wide receiver. But if we want to move a wide receiver, you're super heavy. I think it's obvious. You're super, super heavy at running back. Okay. You have three of the top, I'll say 5 running backs. Let's say 6 running backs, whatever. Breece, Bijan, Gibbs. It's just a dangerous way to live. One of those dudes has already had a torn something or another. And Breece, the other two are running back. So it's coming eventually. He tore something. I don't remember what it was. ACL, PCL, TCL, doesn't matter. I'd probably be looking at JSN. Again, you don't have that pick. So can I move the problem is, what can you move JSN in Hollywood for? Because you're not going to be able to move Hopkins or Judy. Elijah Moore, I don't know why you're even naming him, but you're not going to be able to use Cooper or Hopkins to buy a wide receiver. So if you want to buy a wide receiver, you're going to have to do it where it hurts. You're going to have to use either Breece, Bijan,
good boy running Gibbs. Back.
And if you can find someone that likes JSN in Hollywood, because, you know, Rashee Rice is going to prison for the next 37 years or whatever it is that Twitter thinks, maybe you could sell high on Hollywood.
Clay, this team looks familiar, right? In a 14-teamer, Breece, Bijan, Gibbs. Speak to what, what maybe Eric can not do here. Would you say Eric, in a 14-teamer? I mean, here's the thing. Eric controls the running back market in this league. Everybody else is playing in the sandbox for running backs here. Like, they've been relegated to, like, You remember as a kid, you grew up, there's like the big kids playground, and then there's like the smaller playground where all the kids under like five have to go. Like that, he has a dominating running back room here.
Everybody else is playing in the little playground. Yeah.
Aren't you maybe doing a little bit of harm to yourself, and everybody benefits by you moving one of those running backs for
no
a fair receiver? You know what I mean?
No, you're not. The reason you're overexposed at running back. You should not have this. Your team should not be built around running backs. This is not 1946 standard non-PPR playing on ESPN leagues. You should not have this much equity at the running back position.
So Shane, then here's what I would say, because I gave this example to Clay today on our show we did with Matt Kelly.
Oh, were you guys on a show with Matt Kelly?
No. Nobody will move a top 8 receiver, and nobody will give a top 20 receiver plus a first for any.
All right, well, then we're not moving.
You do.
No, okay, then we're not moving them.
Isn't that, that's kind of what Clay's feeling in his league.
Then, then you can't move them. Then you can't. Then you don't have a choice. You just don't have a choice, unfortunately. You can wait 6 months.
You can. You can wait
4 months, 5 months until the season's about to kick off and people realize they need to start a running back, and then maybe they're a little less fearsome of trading.
And you're not panicking on these three names specifically, are you, Clay? Like, the barring a catastrophic injury, you're not thinking, oh man, if these guys don't put up 20 points per game, they're done after this year, right? Like that, I think that's the difference versus these guys versus Rashad White, Kyren Williams, and
they don't have the insulation.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, and that team in a 14-team superflex, the QB room is tight and very comfortable with Mahomes, Kyler, and Watson. That's where I'm okay hoarding the running backs. If I didn't like my QB room in a 14-team superflex, that's where I'm trying to allocate any additional value sitting there.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay, so let's go to Nick. I forget who's going first, but Shane looks dialed in. Thank you for your hammer, Nick C. This is a 12-team PPR, two tight end, and it's, 1.5 for the tight end, start 11, 4 point per passing touchdown, Fields and Bryce at quarterback, Barkley, Spears, and Trash Cans at running back, JJ, Drake, Tank, and then McBride and Kincaid at tight end. Has the 101, 3, 5, 7, and the 208. No 25 firsts. He has a couple seconds. What to do in the draft? And then the 2 of 2 was Caleb is going 101. Bowers at 103 holds up. I'm not going to be able to read this second part here. Not a chance. Well, look at that. Oh, that would be the most brutal read ever.
You want me to read Shane?
No. Oh, good Lord. This is a 12-team Shane super flex, two tight end, start 11, 4 point per passing touchdown. What are you doing here? And you've got 101, 3, 5, 7. Have fun, Shane.
Let's see here. You've got 1, 3, 5, 11. You obviously need a quarterback, right? I'm assuming we've already, well, it's only 4 point passing touchdown. But we still need a quarterback. I'm not comfortable going to bat with Fields and Bryce as my starting quarterbacks due to the fact that one of them is not a starting quarterback. Yeah, that's not great, Bob. And I know it's super flex. Barkley, Spears, and Cans. That's not great. JJ, Drake, Tank, Cans, McBride. Well, it's two tight end, and it's only a half point premium. I got to be honest with you. I'd look to see if I could sell high on Kincaid. I don't know that you're rebuilding this team in one draft and start 11 because you need multiple quarterbacks. Your wide receivers are good. I'll say your wide receivers are good. So you need multiple quarterbacks. Really, that's the only place that you're really, really bad at, I should say, because you've got the hero RB and Barkley, and Spears is fine enough. So at 101, you're almost duty bound. No, you're not. You could still go Marv there. And that if you're forced to make the picks at 103 and 105, you're obviously going to take Daniels and probably who's the other dude after that? Drake May. Yeah. Again, you can try to trade that 103 for a quarterback, 105 for a quarterback. Me and Scott did a trade episode the other day. Apparently, we said we would trade Dak Prescott for the 106. So maybe you go offer the 107 and a second round pick for Dak Prescott and alleviate some of the need at quarterback and then open yourself up to more possibilities with the picks.
Good stuff. Scott, you have an interesting inbox offer, you said. What you got for us?
Well, if you want me to type it out, I can do that, or I can just read it. Up to you guys. Because there's
how involved is there's nuances and stuff. Go ahead and talk through it.
It's probably better to probably just lay out what the actual settings and stuff. So it's a 12 team start 12. It is very balanced war scoring. So it's two tight end, 2.25 PPR for tight ends. So tight ends do matter. Like they're
so it's PPR for everybody else, but it's 2.25 for tight ends.
There's a little bit of a tiered PPR for the other positions, but let's just say the tight ends are equivalent to some of the other positions. Like a tight end, with the tight end I'm going to be trading away is probably equivalent to a wide receiver two, wide receiver three, you know, top 20 tight end, just a guy that's on the field, 2.25 PPR and a start two, like you could flex him. So it's 2QB as well. So keep that in mind, 2QB. I am getting a 26 first and Justin Fields. You know, I've been trying to get these Justin Fields and I've been working my ass off to try to get some Fields, like in creative ways. I give up the 109. So this year's class, I'm giving up the 109. Now remember, 2QB, 2 tight end, 109, if it's outside, Bowers won't be there, McCarthy won't be there, guaranteed. So it does really feel like, man, I'm getting a receiver. You know what I mean? I'm probably getting a receiver or running back. So the question is, 109, Tucker Kraft, who you would might gloss over Tucker Kraft, but in a format like this.
He is relevant, for sure.
Someone's like, okay, I like him, and a 25 second.
And you get 25? Fields in the 26 first?
I get Fields in the 26 first.
I'm good. I'm good like, with that.
I feel like this is the kind of deal where I'm paying in this premium, but I'm getting the two assets that I want, and it doesn't really ding me that much. So I wanted to read that to everybody and just give an example. I'm going to accept the trade, but the example of like the days of being able, and this is a sharp league, everyone's pretty savvy. So like to get a Fields off of somebody, to get a tight end off of somebody, you have to be willing to concede. You got to, you know what I mean? You're not going to be able to just go, hey, I don't want this. Someone else will buy it. You have to really try to hide value and creatively make some trades. We've gone back and forth for 2 days trying to get this done. So,
and you've been demanding the whole time that 26 first is involved. I mean, because that's a big part part of the deal. You know,
he has the 112.
I like it.
He has the 112 in the 109. I was going to move from the 109 to the 112 and remove the picks. You know, basically, I'll give you the second in Tucker Kraft for Fields, and I just move back from the 109 to the 112. So I think I'll take it, but good stuff. Good stuff.
Indeed. Let's go to Gomez here. Gomez got us 5 hammers. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. This is over at buymeacoffee.com/tradesin5, by the way. We've essentially moved our super chats over to Buy Me a Coffee. That's our new location for them. So you buy us hammers, we answer your questions, your trades. And if we don't answer it, let's say it is today, for example, and you send it in, we're not going to be able to get to it tonight. However, Wednesday, tomorrow, I'm with Ty, and we would be able to hit it then, hopefully. So if not, the next live stream, the one after it. So Gomez, thank you for your support. This is a 12-team Superflex PPR tight end premium start 10. 102, 110, 202, 302. The team is Stroud, Murray, Stafford, Pacheco, Javonte, Singletary, Gus, Ford, Chase Brown at running back, Puka, Evans, Shaheed, Wicks, Cooks, Mayer, and then also Otten and Brevin Jordan on there as well, Shane.
Brevin Jordan.
You're away from competing. Should I snatch up a top-tier quarterback at 102 and then go wide receiver with my remaining picks, or hope one of the top five quarterbacks falls to me at 110 and take Marv or Neighbors at 102? And then he says, or should I move back the 102? This kind of stuff is important. FYI, with the 101, the team with the 101 also has the 103 and is in rebuild mode. Okay. So, Shane, we'll start with you. 12-team Superflex, tight end premium, start 10. Go ahead.
Yeah, go to the next part of the question.
Should I snatch up a top-tier quarterback at 102?
No. I mean, the problem is I'm assuming Marv is going to go at 101 because the gentleman has the 101 and the 103, right? So, really, he's in the catbird seat, but the smart move would be go to take Marv there, and he knows he should be able to get Caleb, knowing that you have Stroud, Murray, and Stafford.
He mentions the comment kind of mentions he thinks he's getting Marv at 102 if he wants him, like Caleb's.
Yeah, because the rebuild. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if I'm the other dude, if the other dude's watching, take Marv at 101, force Gomez to take Neighbors at 102. Or to draft another quarterback in Caleb Williams and screw his own self. And then you do whatever you want at three, Neighbors at that point. 102, I'm taking Malik Neighbors. I'm not adding another quarterback to this. Obviously, I'm going to see, can I trade the 102? I don't feel like going through the same names we always say. You already know the top eight wide receivers, top seven, top six wide receivers. Can I get any of those dudes for the 102? Otherwise, I think you're just being too cute by half if you're going to draft another quarterback to your team. You didn't note it, but I'm going to assume that quarterbacks aren't superly overly valued. You have Stroud and Murray. You haven't mentioned anyone coming at them. So I don't want to add another quarterback to this room. I just don't. I don't need three top eight quarterbacks. To me, that's redundant, and reductive, and wasteful.
I don't like having the 102 here. What do you think, Scott?
Well, read his wording, too. He's hoping one of the top five QBs falls to him at the 110. So he's already penciling.
He's Penix and Nix. Let's go.
As their consideration for
first of all, that's a we were talking about this in the Patreon chat. If you haven't joined Patreon yet, go join Patreon. Apparently, it's somewhere up top. I don't see it, Scott. I don't see the thing.
No, you ready? It's right there. Patreon.com/allgas.
Yeah, join the Patreon. We were talking about this today and people saying like, oh, you have to draft Bo Nix if he's drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. You have to take him in the first round of the Superflex draft. No, you do not. Bo Nix is a crap stick. That's a whole new term. He is a crap stick. The dude doesn't throw over the middle of the field. The dude is super old. His ADOT, saw this on Reddit, was 195th. In college football last year. I didn't even know there's 195 quarterbacks that play football. I don't even know if that stat's real. Now that I'm saying it, it's probably not real, but it sounds about right. He is absolutely trash-tastic. Don't waste a pick on 110 on Bo Nix or Michael Penix. Trade out and do something else with that pick. Give it to – donate it. Donate it. I'd rather you do that than draft Bo Nix.
Sorry, it's funny because I don't think teams think that Bo Nix is trash-tastic. Yeah. They probably look at absolutely him. They do. Just think he's
absolutely think he's trash candy.
They're like, look at all this experience, you know, coming from a big program. Like, he does have a good landing
115
spot.
College starts. So
yeah, he's 73 years old.
I'm going to, well, first of all, this guy should go to the team at the 101 and tell him you're in a full rebuild. Can we work out a deal so that I just secure Marv and I don't have to worry about who you take? Because if I'm in the full rebuild and I have 101 and 103, I really don't care what I'm getting. You know what I mean? I'm getting two of the top three players.
They're all good.
If I can add a little bit extra on top of the 102 to move up, I'm sure that person is amenable to moving back.
But the 302, he's got the 302. Give it a shot.
Dontavian Wicks in the 302. You know what? Give him Michael Mayer in the 102. It's a PPR only. There's small tight end premium, but it doesn't move. I mean, something like that, a rebuilder would go, all right, I'm still going to take two of these three players anyway. So I will say I do disagree with Shane on the picks. Because there, we could go back in the archives. Shane would have moved to first for Sam Howe at a certain point during the season.
Real quick. So because you make a mistake once in your life, you have to continue making the same mistakes?
No. This is that's not like, your first like, mistake, Shane.
So just I knocked someone up because I didn't use a condom. So I just did, oh, well, that's how it goes from now on. Just every time now, can't use a condom. I did it once.
You're being very close-minded to the idea of you've already decided these quarterbacks suck. And you're never going to draft them. But there are people with the changing landscape at quarterback and running back and so many receivers out there. All I'm trying to paint to everybody is that there's probably some merit to taking a running back or a quarterback there over just every receiver that's there because there's so many of them. And again, people – now, the only thing I will agree with you on Bo Nix is I don't think a lot of people love Bo Nix. They like Michael Penix, though. People like him. They want him to be good. So if he goes to a spot, they're going to get drafted in a spot where they're going to play. They're not going to go in the second round or the late first to a team that's going, that's our backup. So they're going to be a window where Michael Penix is starting. He's the starter for the Raiders or the Broncos or wherever it ends up being. It's just it's an asset to think about. You draft a wide receiver 6, A.D. Mitchell in that spot, or wide receiver 5, A.D. Mitchell in that spot, and he goes out and he's just a guy, you're not moving him. There's so many good receivers in this class. You better have the one that's continually getting better, getting some pub, making some plays. If it's just, oh, yeah, we're waiting for A.D. Mitchell to get on the field, the pick's wasted. That's just as wasted of a pick as Michael Penix. At least Michael Penix or Bo Nix is going to have probably an entire season of starts and time to move. So just throwing it out there, not to be super close-minded on these QBs, Shane.
Bo Nix
team trades into the first round.
Bo Nix is an absolute trash.
Even if he goes in the top 15.
If he goes in the top 15, that's because half the other quarterbacks in the league died and there's a plague that's wiped out humanity. So we've got deeper issues.
Next question. Do not plan to take Bo Nix though for Trent or for whoever submitted that question. It's not Trent, is the last person, but take Gomez. Do not plan on Bo Nix at the 110, but if it's there, don't say absolutely no way.
So David Sharkey was one of the first to find the stream when I set it up. Thank you for the question. It is a 12-team Superflex PPR start 10. The trade is give the 110 and a 25-second, get Rashee Rice. What do you think here, Shane?
Oh, I'm looking at Scott. I want to know what he's going to do here.
I said Shane.
No. I want you to go first so I can disagree with you.
Go ahead, Scott.
Give the 110 and the 25-second, get Rashee Rice. I'm taking the 110 and the 25-second by a country mile. That was before any of the stuff off the
field
was a fair deal. Yeah.
I promise I wasn't trying to just disagree with Scott, but I'll take Rice here. I like Rice. I feel like this is cheap for Rice.
I like him too. This is for a receiver that falls in the dead zone, though.
You are giving up 2 for 1. Obviously, if you're taking this deal, you're hoping that Rice turns into at least a middle of the pack wide receiver too. So he's got
JSN in a second or Rice.
In theory, I should take JSN and then see if I can go ahead and move him for an actual another.
But then if it's
the 110, then I'm just going to go back and get the Rice guy and be like, can I get him back for the 110 and the 225?
I remember a video 25. That Shane put out and talked about, you know, you might consider the 110 for JSN.
I feel like you should get more for JSN than the 110. I will say that. I don't know if you will in actuality. If anyone has, please feel free to share.
Clay, are you moving your JSNs for Rashee Rice right now?
Oh, smash that.
No. No, it's just not
one of those dudes scored 13 fantasy something else per game last year. One of them was not JSN. Wait, those are both the same person.
Yeah. Okay. Let's forget what I was going to say there that it wasn't going to be valuable.
I did like watching you guys talking about JSN. We were talking about JSN in the chat today in the Minded Mansion. good
appearance. Oh, you were in the chat there.
Showed up to watch us and just immediately brought up JSN in the chat and people just coming at him. Yeah. His first comment, I believe, was JSN is a bust.
Coming in.
People are just going, Shane, no, he's not. What are you talking about? You're bad at this game if you say he's a bust.
You could just picture Shane like having a smoke and then he sits down. He's like, all right, here we go. And he just hits enter on JSN is a bust. All right, let's roll. Good stuff. Trent, thank you for the three hammers. Appreciate it. Scott, let's see if he has. Yeah, he does have a question here too, but this is the cool part. I realize I've listened to every episode of this show since 2021 and never sent in a hammer / super chat. My bad on that. No, all good. All good. The reason we're even here is because of OGs who have watched since 2021 are still with
us. He's watched about 400 more shows than Shane has.
yeah, exactly. All right, so the second part of the question is 10-team Superflex, start 10, half PPR. Scott, the quarterbacks are Stroud, Herbert, Deshaun, Bryce, then has Charbonnet and trash cans at running back, but has JJ, Jamar, Chase, Diggs, JSN, has Pitts at tight end, the 101, 108, 325 first, 326 first. Someone's interested in sending a package, including Bijan, to buy my 101. How much value needs to be added to Bijan for me to move my 101? This is a 10-team Superflex start 10, half PPR, Scott.
Man, and he lists Zach Charbonnet as his only running back in a shallow league, 10-team start 10. He's good at quarterback. He's got four starters, two that are pretty insulated. You know, the quarterback room's good, right? You got Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. You're good there. You do got a couple other receivers. You got Pitts. Feels like you already have the fish on the hook here, right? He's already willing to give you Bijan for the 101, and it sounds like he's willing to add a plus. Now, what's that look like? I don't know. Can I get a second piece? Can I upgrade one of the pieces that I currently have?
That's what I always try to do.
Can I move like Bryce Young for another first in a 10-teamer and just, you know, move one of the QBs for a future pick, even more liquid, something like that I'd be willing to do. But worst case scenario, if you were in this situation, Shane, in a half PPR, you had Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, and this quarterback room, and someone says they'll give you Bijan Robinson for Marvin Harrison in a half PPR, you almost would consider it straight up, right? Anything you can get extra is gravy.
Yeah. Sounds like you can get a little more extra at it. So sure, I'll be like, hey, I think I need a late first and I'll give you a second. And if they're like, that is just out of bounds and offensive, I'll go, all right, well, let's calm down here. Let's take a step back.
What do you think about Bryce for a first in a 10-teamer? Would you do that? Just to shed him and Bryce Young?
Trade away Bryce Young for a first, Shane. Yeah, he would do that.
Immediately. Yes. Yes.
And I like that.
Again, you have Stroud and you have Herbert and you have Deshaun. Like, I like Bryce, but there's not a world where Bryce should ever be starting for you.
And ideally it'd be great if, you know, he could move. What is it? Mm-hmm. So he gives the 101 and 108, gets Bijan in the 105 or six, right? It would be ideal if that other manager had an earlier first too, to be able to bump up. Same kind of idea.
So I'm just going to steal an idea from the chat too, and I'm not going to give him any credit for it, but and look to get some rushing quarterbacks there, right? Can I move Stroud? What do I need to do to get the Jalen Hurts? What do I need? Can I trade Stroud for Anthony Richardson plus something like this? And I'll go ahead and say it was Josh's idea, but something like that I would also look at. It's only start 9, right?
It depends on the scoring too. Yeah. You know, rushing QBs aren't king in every format, but it would depend on the QB scoring. But I would agree. I would do that too.
Alex had a strategy question. He always gets in early. Thank you very much. So this is a landing spots question. Example, neighbors lands with the New York Giants or a Dunze with the Bears. Most like neighbors is talent more, but would this landing spot make you go a Dunze over neighbors? So Shane, a Dunze goes to Chicago. Neighbors goes to the Giants. Would that make you want to go a Dunze?
No. I mean, excuse me. Neighbors and multiple smarter people than me that know football, actual scouts and whatnot, talk about Neighbors as being like 1B, not significantly below Marvin Harrison or even below Marvin Harrison at all, just a different type of prospect with more of a ceiling and a lower floor. All that said, even if he lands in New York, hopefully he'll hit some thresholds that I need him to hit in season one. But if it doesn't work out with Daniel Jones, they'll be moving off of Daniel Jones next year and they'll probably have a high pick. And I'm not all that concerned that things won't get better. Plus, you go to Chicago, you've got Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and then Roma Dunze. And I like Roma Dunze, but we kind of just saw what happened to a rookie wide receiver when he was squeezed out between two veterans in Seattle. It didn't go well for him. 8.8 fantasy points per game. I don't mean to keep bringing him up, but that kind of brings that to mind. So no, it would still be neighbors for me.
I don't think the community would view this like Alex is definitely looking at it. I think they would view neighbors in New York as he's a 25% off the rip.
Yeah.
Now the risk of those targets being shitty quality and from three different quarterbacks is high, but I don't think you look at him and go, man, he's the best player offensively on the team. Drafted, you know, where is it? And the thing with the Dunze is, could he be good long-term? But let's say a Dunze ends up being great, Shane, but you have to wait 2 years to see it. Do you even want that asset? Or is that too long of a time for you to sit and wait for the outcome? Have you been happy with Drake London for the last 2 years? And I ask that because Drake London is the example we talked about on Mannequin Chill that survived and thrived in his value after waiting 2+ years. The odds that happens to most receivers is extremely low. And I do think Adunze has enough hype coming in. He could do it. But if I have that asset, it hasn't been a fun ride rostering Drake London for those 2 years. You waited and you did get the outcome that you wanted now where you can finally move him close to what you paid. So if you won't believe in him, you can move him. But I don't want to draft myself into that type of asset. No.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I know I keep bringing it up, but rookie wide receivers, regardless of why, that do not produce their first season, generally don't go on to be high-end fantasy producers, regardless of the excuses, reasons, legitimate or otherwise. I feel like Neighbors, like you said, he'd be a 25, he might be a 30% target shot guy in his rookie season like Drake London was, to be honest with you, if he goes to New York.
Just see this start here from McGunigal. Fantasy receipts, hold on to this Bo Nix slander.
McGunigal calling Shane out. Let's go.
I'll tell you this, and this is not to lean on anyone, but if Bo Nix is a hit, there will be a ton of surprised people. I will not be alone on the, oh my God, Bo Nix isn't a trash can take.
What was it? A trash-tastic or trash-stick? Crap-stick. There we go.
Yeah, crap-stick.
Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur. Scott, we had three hammers from Third Class Alien. Thank you very much. This is another shallow one. It is a 10-team Superflex PPR start 9 at quarterback Burrow, T-Law, Mayfield. At running back, Bijan, Gibbs, Pollard, Gus, Warren. Wide receivers are Lamb, Waddle, Wilson, T. Higgins, Pittman, and London. Kincaid and McBride at tight end. Has the 209, 303, 309 lost in the championship because of injuries. Do I run it back with this squad or make some moves like tier up at certain positions? And it's WWSD, what would Scott do? Thanks for the hammers. 10-team start 9 super flex, Scott.
Well, Mr. Third Class Alien, thank you for the comment. I appreciate it. I mean, I was just looking at this roster going, okay, where are the obvious holes? I mean, sure, you could tear up pretty much at every position, but I don't think it's necessary that you do. You could get right back to the championship semifinals or better, probably with this same squad. But he asked, should he tear up or she should I tear up? You could tear up at quarterback. I don't know what you do to tier up at quarterback. You probably got to add one of your receivers to tier up. You have extra running backs. You know, if you wanted to move Bijan or Gibbs, you could, but it's a start 9, 10 teamer. So can I move Pollard? Can I move Warren? I don't know. I think you have to pick a lane. Which one do you feel comfortable moving from? It could be Garrett Wilson. It could be T. Higgins. It could be Waddle. It could be Bijan or Gibbs. You have McBride and Kincaid. Maybe bet on one over the other. But I think you got a good enough team where even if you have injuries this year, I mean, this was – I'm just trying to figure out where the injuries were that really crushed him. Probably, I don't know. Where did the injuries
come from
the team? I mean, he lost Burrow, obviously. Burrow. But I think he had some other guys that just didn't perform probably when he needed. That's why he lost to the championship. Like, I know a Bijan laid an egg in the championship. So
Let me ask you this, Scott. Let me ask you this. In a 10-team Superflex Start 9, so a shallow format like this, and you're looking at those quarterbacks, like you said, obviously, they could be upgraded as well. But if you're looking at Burrow, T-Law, and Mayfield, would you rather have one of those be Dak Prescott, even if it's a similar guy, because you have CeeDee Lamb? You know, to get a stack like that, you're trying to work those little margin moves, and especially in a shallow format like this.
I think there's that. And then we also don't know the pulse on how easy or difficult it is to tier up. I assume it's probably more difficult than most because you have the roster that you do and you don't have, you know, you haven't consolidated. The other option would be, can you go buy some upside? I'm huge on buying Fields for teams like this for whatever the price is, because you know when he's in there, he's probably going to give you more upside or at least as much as what you already have. And then the last thing is, do we need all this stuff? Do we need Tony Pollard on this team? Do we need Jaylen Warren? Do we need Michael Pittman and T. Higgins? Can we move one of the tight ends? Pick one or two pieces and insulate yourself for the future. Take picks. So now you have three firsts instead of one first. The same lineup that's just as good. But you do have three firsts to go. If a hammer becomes available, I can throw Baker Mayfield in three firsts for a hammer QB. And at least I'm the only team in the league they can make that offer. Doesn't mean you're going to get the deal done, but I'd rather have those picks in the chamber to do that than I would have, hey, oh, someone's willing to now trade Justin Jefferson. Okay. Do you want Michael Pittman, T. Higgins, and Tony Pollard? The odds they say yes to that is very low. You at least get to the table if you're willing to say, I'll give you three firsts. So I would consider that. We have too many assets here for a 10 team start nine.
Yep. Dig it. Pete Plays 18 got us three hammers. Thank you very much. And this one has a couple can emojis.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shane, we're going to start with you on this one. So this is the same format. It's shallow, 10-team Superflex Start 9 PPR. Burrow and Purdy at quarterback, 13 running back trash cans. Garrett Wilson, Puka, Pickens, J-Mo. Excuse me. And that has Pitts and Ingram at tight end. 102, 201, 202, and then has some thirds, 325 seconds. Does this team have enough to spin off of 102, which says is Marv, and compete in 24? And then he's got two trade options here, Shane. Again, this is 10-team Superflex Start 9. The 102 and 202 for CMC and the 106, or the 102, 201, and a 25-second for Breece Hall and 105. So how do we want to start with this? Do that trade first, Shane. The first one, 102, 202 for CMC and the 106.
No, yeah, Scott's shaking his head emphatically. I agree with him. I don't know if he's talking to us or someone else, but no, I don't want to do that deal, especially when I look at the next deal that I'm even thinking about. When you go, ooh, I get Breece Hall and Neighbors instead for the 102. The 201, whatever. 201.
I'm taking my head, because these are smashes, I think.
Oh, okay. Both sides, the 201, he's giving. I like the Breece Hall deal. Is the one I like. Breece Hall is I want to say he's in CMC's tier, because CMC is an alien, as long as he's healthy. But I do like the Breece Hall and the 105 better than the 106. You got a better chance, obviously, getting Neighbors at 105 than you do at 106. Although I can't believe either of those dudes would be available right there, at least Neighbors at 105.
I'm doing both of these, man. I mean, like, I know. I'd like the Breece one more. I'd like the Breece one more, but I mean, all day, both of them. Yeah. This shallow format, and you look at the team. Yeah, if you could just get a couple, get a hammer running back here. It's, I mean, this thing could, it's a 10 team. It's like, just
get Breece Hall over every draft pick other than probably whatever one Marv is at, and not even close. And the fact you're getting Odunze and McCaffrey.
Well, he thinks he's getting Marv. He thinks he could get Marv at 102 because he says he has enough to spin off.
Then if he's getting Marv, then that is where the discipline comes in. But if you're getting Breece Hall and Odunze for Marv, I'm willing to do that. And in the first deal, if you're giving up, you're getting McCaffrey and Odunze for, I think that the thing with the 10 teamer is the league's probably going to take the quarterbacks and you're sitting there just pumping your fist every time they do, because you're not interested in Drake May in a 10 team start nine.
And again, like in these trades, you're trading for CMC and the 106. It's not Rome yet. You know, it's the 106 and then the 105 in the next trade. That's the beauty of it. Okay. Thank you for those three hammers. Pete plays, just deleted it. What was it, 18 or something like that? Oh, he's probably a golfer. Oh, you know who I was thinking about the other day? Can we get a pulse check on Mike Gardner? Remember, we were his favorite Dynasty podcast.
Oh, he hasn't, and he hasn't been here in months.
I haven't seen Mike Gardner in, a little pulse check on Mike Gardner. We'd appreciate that. Okay, let's go to a starred one here from the chat. This is quick. Shane, Jaden Reed or Rashee Rice?
What can I get added to? Nothing. On what side? Nothing? You're making me just pick one over the other?
That's it.
Shit. Man, there's like no differentiating factors here other than Green Bay's wide receivers all hit 17% target share somehow last year. I'll go Rice. Give me Rice.
Scott?
I would go Rice, but you could probably get a bunch of questions that just involve like different receiver. You could just spin Shane's head into like a web of like, he would do this one, but then the logic on the other side. Would
be the problem is you already know it. It's a one for one. It's like, how do I win this? Especially in that tier, you know what I mean, because they both had really good rookie years. There's narrative that you could choose for either, right? You could say, well, Rice is going to prison per Twitter, he's going to jail for at least the next five lifetimes, so maybe I should take Reed. Then there's the narrative that, what if Christian Watson's healthy and can actually play a full 17 games? Then I'm just saying it could happen. Well, it's as likely as Rashee Rice going to jail for any significant period of time. So just it's too hard when you got those one for ones.
Breaking news, Christian Watson just strained his calf as Shane was talking there.
He's
heard it here first.
Moved down to the calf from the hand.
It's some kind of soft tissue injury. So real quick, literally one name answer. Shane, Rice or Diggs?
Rice.
Scott?
Rice.
Got it. Okay, let's go to this one right here from Scott Landry while I'm in these starred comments. What needs to be added to Herbert to get Allen? So we just published the Justin Herbert Dynasty Trades in 5 minute video today. Hopefully you enjoyed that and watched it. All right, let me come up with something. So Justin Herbert and Breece Hall or Josh Allen?
I would take Herbert and Breece.
Is it a start 8, start 7, start 6?
We'll call it a start 10. That was.
I'm still going Herbert and Breece.
Okay. What if it were Achan? Herbert and Achan?
No.
What's no? Allen no, still?
I want Allen.
Okay.
Well, I mean, our example, I believe, was we talked to like Jalen Hurts versus Justin Herbert in the 106, somewhere in that range. Like a deal where you're getting a second piece, but it's not a true hammer piece. I think that's probably, and that's what the chat said. The chat said an early to mid first. If it's a 102, 103, I think everybody's taking Herbert in the pick. If it's the 106, 107, that's probably where people are going to go. Just give me Josh Allen. So that's probably it's probably a fair range.
Shane, where is Micah? I don't see it starred.
Dude, he submitted a coffee. He's been asking me about it for like 2 weeks now.
Well, let me see if
we never got to it.
If he's in the hopper, Micah. Okay, is Micah in the crowd too?
Yes, he is.
Does he happen to be in the crowd?
He is. He's waiting
for his hammer to be read.
Well, it's been, in fairness to him, he did reach out to me beginning of last year about this hammer, and we haven't gotten to it yet.
Well, so do this. Let's do it, Micah. Write it out very nicely done. You know how we like it. And Shane will start and we'll put it up right here. Apologies that it's lost in the hopper somewhere. Okay, let's do this. Let's go to white lines with the three hammers. Thank you very much. This is Scott, a 12-team super flex PPR 1.5 for the tight ends. Start 10, 6 point per passing touchdown. First off season, the activity equals zero. So it's
activity,
a deadly
none. Okay. None. So I'm stuck with what I have. There is no movement of any sort.
So that's when I hope that I have good quarterbacks and
good picks, like, which he has both. Yeah,
exactly. So Stroud and A-Rich, and then this is good. Stroud and A-Rich and two trash cans at quarterback, 10 trash can running backs. Garrett Wilson, Nico, Jaden Reed, Wicks, Mims, Burks. He has Laporta, Kincaid, Komet, and Juwan Johnson at tight end. 101, 105, 108, 12, 201, and 210. He said Lamb, Chase, Puka being shopped by a team with only Goff starting. There's some activity in this league. Teams from 102 to 104 could make a case for needing QB, and then he also lays out some other situations, league mate tendencies here. I want to make some moves. I feel like I'm a running back room away from being salty. Want to know what you guys think of my situation and what routes I could take. Thanks. It's always appreciated. We appreciate you too. Scott, 12 team super flex, start 10, small tight end premium.
I mean, you're probably at least going to the Lamb and Chase managers and seeing what they're willing to give in a deal, including the 101, if that's what they're looking for. If they're looking for a QB, it's an obvious fit. Now, my concern is activity zero. So what does that actually mean relative that when I think of activity zero, I think of like there isn't a trade block. Mm-hmm. There is nobody saying they're doing anything. So in that case, you may end up having to just pick Marv. But I mean, I think it's the obvious. It's you need more hammers at receiver and running back. I mean, I'm not worried about running backs. I think if there's forcing you to make picks at this class at running back, if you have to pick one at the 112, at the 201, like I'm okay doing that. And I think you're probably looking at maybe having to be a little savvy with if you're going to get somebody to actually do a trade with you, try to get more in the trade because you may never get to trade with them again. There may never be another trade if there's no activity. So if they have a, I mean, we're getting gross, but if they even have like a Justice Hill or a Michael Carter, like get another one of those. He already has what, 13 or 10 cans at running back?
Just keep collecting them.
Get some more. Like if you can't trade, you got to get as many as you can to cast a wide net. So I think you just go to them and see what they're willing to do.
Yep. Sounds like a plan. Okay. Let's go to Justin.
Mike is a start.
Is Micah's in here? Yes. Yeah. Let's do it, baby. Let's do it. Apologies, Micah. I'm glad we're finally getting to this. Okay, 12-team, 1 QB, start 9. It includes 3 wide receivers and 2 flex. At quarterback, Mahomes and Stafford. At running back, Pacheco, Kamara, Gibson, and trash cans. Wide receivers, Amon-Ra, Devontae Smith, DJ Moore, Mike Evans, DK, D-Hop, and Jahan Dotson. Tight ends, Hockenson, Kincaid, Knox, and Taysom Hill. That's the first part. You got the second part here, Shane. We're still jacking up Micah's. Look at this.
Oh, here it is.
Dynasty trades in 5. You can just put it on.
He's got about 1,000 pieces to this.
Okay. So picks wise, he just has thirds and fourths. He does have a 25 second, a 26 first. Been watching you guys for 6 months now. Love what you're doing. I'm going into the third year of the season. Good stuff. Oh man, you weren't kidding. There's a lot of pieces here.
Oh, Micah had his entire book ready to submit with this question. So let's just keep rolling through it.
First year was very rough to say the least. In the offseason, moved a lot of picks and players to get 3 of those wide receivers. Bounced back in the second year to win the ship. Good for you. He says he's tried to move a top 7 or so running back, which is clearly the weakest position, but owners aren't budging unless he overpays. So just currently stand still. I feel like I can compete, but I could see it blowing up in my face. So what do we think here? It's the 12-team, 1 QB, start 9.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of talked about this before, but in this format, overpaying is not a bad thing, or at least it's not prohibitive, or
it's expected.
Word I'm looking for
and encouraged. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. There you go. I expect that I'm going to have to overpay, especially for a running back in this format. Now, what are you paying with though? I don't know what they're asking for. Like, do they want DJ Moore, Devonta Smith, and Hockenson? Because if they do, they can have them, and I will take their stud running back off their hands. Do they want Pacheco, Kamara, Gibson, etc.? I don't know that that would get it done either. Can you go to the second part? I don't remember what picks he has.
Yeah.
Nothing in 24 except for those picks, which birds, in a one QB are pretty worthless.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really have the firepower. I mean, actually, go back to the first page of this team. Now, I know you lost in the chip. I think I'm actually looking to tear this team down. I mean, honestly, looking at this team, Scott, how many studs do we have? We have ARSB, Mahomes, but even in a 1QB, he's a little less studly to me.
I'm not tearing this team down in a 1QB. I have Isaiah Pacheco and Alvin Kamara. Get by with that.
Look at the rest of the roster is what I'm saying. He has ARSB and then a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, but in a start 9, remove the super flex. It's like a start 10. You roll out ARSB, Smith, DJ Moore, Mike Evans, DK Metcalf, DeAndre Hopkins. My flexes are set every week. I have 6 receivers that are rotating. I have a positional advantage with Kincaid along with the second tight end with Hockenson. I can win with this team. It's not a team that's going to smash people, but I can win with this team. It's not a team where I'm scared can't win, but you're right. He doesn't have the flexibility to go get even better. That would be my concern. He can't go, okay, I'm a piece away. Let me go get better. You don't have that.
I don't see one piece you could use to move to get it other than ARSB, but I don't want to move him for a running back. Me personally, I think I'm trying to tear off ARSB, see if I can move Mahomes too. I don't think this team's going to win. And even if it made it to the championship last year, I'm going to blame good variance. I don't know what you call that. Cause there's bad variance. So there has to be good variance, right?
This is great. This is just the last thing I'm going to read here, but my initial thoughts are trying to get into the early to mid second round or move a wide receiver or two, not Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Well, so
I'm just
mean, if people, you can see if people are into Michael Evans, if they want DeAndre Hopkins. I can't imagine anyone at all would want Jahan Dotson, but I'd be aggressive and I'd spam the league for, I don't need Mike Evans and DeAndre Hopkins. I definitely don't need Jahan Dotson.
Agree.
Can I move one of the elderly gentlemen and then obviously just move Jahan Dotson for whatever. If I can get a third, we call it a win.
Kincaid or 25 first in this case.
Okay. He has Hawk. Good.
I kind of like that.
Here's the key. I don't know how many times I have to say this when we're in shallow leagues. You are not going to go and give 4 pieces of shit for something shiny. You need to go about it a different way. So you need to go to your team and go, all right, just like Shane, you nailed the point. Why do I need Mike Evans and DeAndre Hopkins in a league where I can start 5 receivers and they're my wide receiver 5, 6, and 7? Trade one. Trade from your strength. Get more flexible and wait. And you can probably see why Mike is in this situation. He's been trading his picks to get this team continually. And now it's like, all right, we're down to someone willing to have to trade something for a 26 first. You know what I mean? Like, stack some first, kind of retool. It doesn't mean you need to blow up your roster, but slim it down, set your lineup. If you start to falter, then you can blow it up. But I'm not just blowing this team up for all picks. But get a couple picks. That way you have an extra 25 first, an extra 26 first, maybe 2 extra 25 first. Then you wait. That, you know how you overpay? You give somebody 3 first when their team starts to falter and they have Jahmyr Gibbs. That's when you overpay, but you need to be the team that has the picks instead of just perpetually chasing your tail.
Shane, we're going to start with you on this one. 3 hammers from Justin D. Thank you very much. 12-team Superflex start 9 PPR has Anthony Richardson and backups at quarterback. Mixon, Chubb, Jalen Warren, and trash cans. Devontae Adams, Pickens, JSN, Terry McLaurin. And then at tight end, Pitts, Fant, and Everett. Has the 101, 102, 104, 112. If I add Caleb, Marv, Neighbors, Adunze, slash best player available, this team can make a run. He says, players are archetypes to chase. Maybe try to package one of my four current wide receivers with a 112, see how high up I can get. Maybe shoot for one of the four hammer running backs. What do you think here? You've got tons of picks here, Shane. I guess, excuse me, 101, 2, 4, and 12. What are you doing with this team? 12 teams, start nine.
Well, obviously, I don't want to make 112. I don't want to have to draft. Yeah, so I feel repetitive sometimes. But what do I usually try to do with rookie picks? I try to trade them for known assets, right? If I can't do that, am I comfortable with drafting Caleb, Marvin Harrison, and Neighbors? Yes, I would be ecstatic adding those three to my roster. I'd also be looking to see, can I sell Pickens and JSN for a tier up? Those are two players that people like. I don't particularly like them. So if I can use those two to tier up with the 112, sure. I'd give Pickens, JSN, and the 112. He does have the 112, right? Yeah, the 112 for, I don't know. Give me a name, Scott. Give me a name that you think those three are worth.
I like where you're going with trying to tier up. Here's the problem. He gives up Pickens, JSN, and the 112. He's now stuck on a team that isn't going to win, has Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, and Devontae Adams. Where are you
this
going?
This team's going to be better than the one you just liked. He's going to have A-Rich, Mixon, and Chubb, and Warren. His running backs are set. He's going to have Devontae. He's going to have Marvin Harrison, and he's going to have Malik Neighbors. Now, are his wide receivers going to be a little young? Yes, but elite wide receivers, truly elite wide receivers.
Not going to have a second quarterback. He's going to have a bunch of
He's
old
got Caleb. Out. He's got Caleb and A-Rich.
Oh, he's a guy in Caleb. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he's got to add Caleb. And we're I'm assuming Caleb's going to be
adding
good.
All receivers with the picks. So I'm not interested in necessarily tearing up if I'm giving up JSN, George Pickens, and a pick for a tier up. I'm at least how I play. Even it's a start nine. I'm not slimming all my assets down to like six or seven assets. You have all the leverage right now. I'm not in a hurry to take these four pieces and turn it into these three picks in the top four plus Pickens and JSN. I'm not interested in turning that into like three pieces. You don't have enough debt. I want to retool it first.
Okay. But they're not good enough to win. I mean, it's that simple. They're not good enough for you to win.
You don't think this team's good enough to win? You add Marv, Neighbors, and Caleb, and you just roll it out as is?
No, you need one more stud. You need another legitimate wide receiver.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Would you package the 112 with the 104 to move up and get 103 just to not mess around? Just be able to get your three? Start nine. Shane's got the meh face.
No, because I like Neighbors, I guess, exponentially more than I like. I don't know if that was correct. Adunze. But I like Adunze enough that I'm not going to give up another first round pick just to move up one spot to guarantee that I get him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess sure. I guess I just look at a team like this and I tier it into thresholds of like I still count guys like JSN, Pickens, McLaurin as they're usable. Can I upgrade? Sure. But I'm interested in basically filling out what I need and then kicking the rest to the future. I'm not in a rush to try to consolidate everything right now. Like, can I get a 25 first for the 112 and just sit on it? Why do I need to make that pick? I would start there before I'm trying to go and do a bunch of stuff where, you know, I'm giving up this and I'm trying to consolidate JSN and Pickens into a one piece. I would just approach it a little differently. You have the leverage. Don't give it up so easy.
Scott, we'll start with you on this one. So three hammers from 10 for C Sparrow. Thank you very much. 12 team Superflex, start 10 PPR. Burrow, A Rich, Herbert at quarterback. It's good looking for him. Barkley, Jacobs, and trash cans. Garrett Wilson, T. Higgins, DJ Moore, Dio John, Sutton, and then as Hockenson at tight end. The 101, 201, 204. Here's an inbox offer. Give Burrow, get the 105, 205, and Alvin Kamara. Second part is want to go Marvin Harrison Jr. at 101. Want to potentially package 105 and 201 to get to 102. And then he's laying out a couple other scenarios. Am I dumb to trade Burrow? yada, yada, yada. What are you doing with this, Scott? 12-team Superflex, start 10. Inbox offer, give Burrow, get the 105, 205, and Kamara.
No, and now we're having another kind of Twilight Zone moment where I feel like I'm being repetitive. We are looking too much at our roster, and we're trying to draft and thread the perfect needle to get to the season. You have Burrow, Arich, and Herbert. I'm not in a rush to move any of the three right now. It feels like you're settling if you take the 105, 205, and Kamara. Make that a first. Okay, that's enough of a package for me to say I'm dangerous enough with what I'm getting back to sacrifice trading the QB. Also, he talks about moving off of Burrow, but then potentially trading up to the 102 to then pass on Caleb Williams to draft Malik Nabers because it fits what he needs right now, instead of just drafting the assets and kind of waiting for the better offer to come to you. So I get it. He's in a pickle where, you know, he wants to move up and pay extra capital to pass on probably the best pick at the 102, but then settle and trade away Burrow for the 105.
And then try to get Penix or Nix later as like a little, yeah, right.
And the good thing is when you have two elite QBs, you can be a little more liberal with what your QB3 looks like. But he's losing the Burrow deal, then losing the trade-up deal to not take the best player at the 102 just so I can lock in the two players that I want. How do you know you can't move to the 104 and get Malik Nabers instead of the 105? Like, I don't hate that trade in a vacuum, the 105 and 201 for the 102, but I'm probably not getting the 105 in the Burrow trade unless I'm getting a first instead of the 205 back in the original deal. So just, I think being a little too cute, trying to create the perfect roster,
yeah,
but also giving up value along the way getting there.
Yeah. And always keep in mind the amount of work you're having to do too. In a trade you make, like, do you have another step that you need to do? And do you think you're going to be able to get that done? But you need to get a tax for additional work that you're putting on yourself if you're going to do trades. Okay. So Benny, thank you for the hammer. Shane, here's a deep one for you. It is a 8-team, 1 QB, start 8 PPR. We have Sarcasm, Allen, Lamar at quarterback, Bijan, ETN, Saquon, Henry, Kamara, Mixon, Pacheco. Then we have at wide receiver JJ, Tyreek, Diggs, Puka, Kupp, Waddle, and T, Kelsey, and Andrews at tight end. Back to back champ, no picks. Shocker. I can get it. I get it. And congratulations. The question is, trade ETN for the 105, 107, 205. Shane, you're raising your hand. Would you like to say something?
I was counting running backs.
All right. Let me just finish here real quick.
Jesus. Okay.
Thinking this is my chance to jump on running back value that I don't really need. Trade up to 102 with one of those firsts. Could also trade back for multiple 25 or 26 firsts. Go after CMC or another hammer. What do you think? 8-team, start 8, 1 QB, Shane. We can't say that.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't hurt me at all to lose ETN, so I would take this deal immediately. But also, what did he say? Go after CMC. At that point, it does kind of feel like you're using a sledgehammer to kill a fly, right? And I know I'm the hammer guy, but fuck it. Yeah, I would do it. I mean, sure. Can you go after CMC? What are you paying? I mean, in a vacuum, of course I want to go after one of the best players in fantasy football. Like, how could I say no to that? But what do I have to give up exactly? Can I trade Tyreek for CMC, or can I trick someone into taking like Diggs, that 105 and that 205 for CMC after I've traded ETN? But first of all, yes, I take the ETN deal. And then if you want to try to go get CMC, sure, just keep adding to it and just keep destroying people's faces and souls and show that there are ways to beat variance. And it's generally by doing things like that.
Yeah, back-to-back champs, like go for the third and just keep having picks that aren't yours in the hopper. Keep just trying to have a couple of those. Just keep the dynasty going. Okay, Orbi Juan Kenobi. Great, great username here on Buy Me a Hammer. Thank you for three of them. Scott, we're going with you here. This is a 14-team, 1 QB, start 8 PPR. Rebuilding/orphan project. Don't have my first. Gibbs and partially recycled nuclear waste. What is the type of trade you're looking to break Gibbs up for?
Well, I mean, the way he or she describes this team is, I don't care if it's Gibbs or any other player, you probably need to do a process over, regardless of the value you're getting, you need to shop whatever that one player is. It could be Justin Jefferson, it could be Ja'Marr Chase, Bijan, doesn't matter. So I think you just got to be honest with your league. Hey, I need multiple pieces for Gibbs. But you don't have any leverage here. You don't have any ability to push back and bully them around because you have the best asset. You have no other assets. So you literally have to be probably seeking some. I wouldn't even be looking at what a player is necessarily producing right now. I need insulation for multiple years. You need another piece where in 6 months you can tell yourself a story. You can flip that player for two more pieces. Like, what would you do, Shane? 14 teamer where all you have is Jahmyr Gibbs. Nothing else. Not even his first next year. Muted.
He's speechless. He's speechless. Otherwise,
they wouldn't hear you. I thought it was self-evident. That's the word I'm using repeatedly. I don't know if I've used that actually any other time, but
I haven't heard you say it tonight.
Okay, I said it in my head, but it's self-evident. I've said it in my head, so it counts. Yes, I'm trying to split Gibbs. What is the type of trade you're looking for? Any first and any future first, even if I have to add a second. Any first is probably a little low. So obviously I don't want 110, 11, 12. Probably don't want 109. 108 or better, plus another pick for Gibbs. If I can get one pick, if I can only get one pick, it's got to be 105, 106, and then I got to split that pick. I mean, all I'm trying to do is split and split and split, just like the atom. It's literally like splitting the atom. That's what I'm trying to do.
You got to split like six times over like 3 years. And right. Just
and then
that's the only chance you rebuild this team, unfortunately. If all
and
you
eventually,
have
is- eventually you have heavy water. And then you can make a bomb.
That's what we all strive to do. Yeah. That's the self-actualization moment. I've got hard water. I can make a bomb now.
Heavy water. Heavy water.
Heavy water.
Well, we're splitting atoms,
no, it's though. Hard. It's hard and soft water, isn't it?
No, it's heavy water.
I'm thinking of like shower.
You're thinking of a shower. I'm talking about the water, what you need splitting, to make a nuclear bomb.
That's way over me. That's way
it's
over
heavy
me.
Heavy water. Because we were talking about
rated. What has atoms. The good building there?
Shane has the beautiful mind. He's splitting atoms. I'm talking about hard and soft water in a shower. Okay. We have three hammers from someone. I don't know if this is a stray batch of hammers. From someone, but thank you if it is, and just love us, just hit enter, submit, and you're like, shit,
there's so a we'll 1000% that was not a stray and that someone's gonna DM me.
It was not a three hammer stray.
Man. Get in touch with Shane, we'll track down the hammer.
Shane loves DMs.
No, actually, email Roman at dynastytradesand5.com. See if that
Roman's
works.
Got an email now. He's official, huh?
I think he is. Yeah.
Do you have Bro Beans is a question in here because he's calling you out in the chat.
Bro Beans. Oh yeah, Bro Beans. Oh man, here it's in the chat. Let me get something else up on the board and then I'll throw it. Okay, Mike G. 12 team super flex start 12 PPR 1.5 for tight ends. T-Law, Purdy, trash cans. Achan, Monty, Eckler, Mostert, Singletary. And then has
Mostert.
Mostert. JJ Chase, Debo, DK, Godwin, Amari, Hopkins, Thielen, and Tyler Lockett. Has Kittle and Shane's boy Dawson Knox from the other day. Traded 25 first to move up for T-Law. Think I have enough firepower to win. Any moves I should look to tier up and down? Have all other picks. Thank you, guys. Okay, so yeah, I think we're a bit, go ahead.
Mike G, you do have enough firepower to win, but you are operating on the very fringes of the cliff. You have quite a few assets where if it goes wrong, you're not going to be able to bail out of them. And you have, I don't necessarily see, other than a couple assets, I don't necessarily see a lot of flexibility to move. So good enough to win, but this is one of those teams where you could easily see this, Shane, where I traded away all my future picks. This goes wrong, And now I'm having to immediately retool the team. And I'm desperate to try to move Amari Cooper, Chris Godwin, DeAndre Hopkins, Austin Eckler, David Montgomery. Going to be no interest for those guys. Tyler Lockett, George Kittle. Like 70% of the roster is locked out from being able to move outside of the season, which is the reason you probably have them in the season. So if they go badly, it's going to be hard for you to go, well, my team is terrible, but all those guys are good, so let me have the discipline to move them. So I think this is a risky build. It can work. You do have Chase and JJ and the quarterbacks. I think you're fine there, but it's a little bit of a risky build.
Okay. Shane, any thoughts? Are you good? Okay. Let's go to Russell and Bro Beans. I do have your what are you laughing about?
You asked if he's good. His face, it's like he's in on another planet.
Yeah, no, he's splitting atoms. now he's looking at loofahs.
I'm doing a lot of admin work on the back end here, guys. That's what it is.
No, tons. Bro Beans, I got you. I'm just copying and pasting it into banners. I'm glad you mentioned. I was like, oh, for this one, you know, email me one off. And then I sent it to Roman and it didn't make its way into StreamYard. Uh oh. I'm gonna have to take that email address away. This is a 12-team Superflex start 10. Thank you for the hammers, Russell. Burrow, Murray, and backups. Spears at running back. JJ Pickens, Downs, Wicks, and then has Kincaid at tight end. 102, who he's got Marv next to. 103, 106, 201, 202 has 225 firsts and 3 seconds. Inbox offer, give the 201, 202, and a 25 second, get the 107. That is the end of the question. What do you think here, Scott? 12 team, Superflex, start 10.
Oh, man. 201, 202. I think in a start 10, if you can move up to the 107 and then you can end up maybe even getting some leverage with the 107, can I move the 107 for a future first and get one of those second backs or get one of those second back? I would do that. I mean, he doesn't have a glaring need, but he also has needs pretty much at every position. So, I mean, you could justify moving back from the 103 and seeing if you can move back there and get a little extra value. But I'm fine with the offer that he's giving. He's getting a premier piece in a start 10, and he's already got leverage in the future. I'd be fine doing the deal that he has posted, giving up the three pieces for one. Only because right now those 102, 10, or 202, 201, and the 25 seconds seem like they're good assets in this class until we see the landing spots, and then all of a sudden that's the fifth, sixth player in a tier where everyone's going to be able to pick in front of me. It just feels like you're trading a lot of flatliners for the best piece.
Shane, can you help me out here? I'm making a banner. Russell got us three hammers. Do you have any thoughts on this one?
201, 202, 220. You know, what's funny is we talk about how we'd like multiple picks in the second round. And then when given the choice though, and I can get the 107, I don't want to do that. I want the 107. I still think I like that. Not think. I know the 107 is it's a better asset than the 201, 202, and 25 second.
Well, and he has three picks before the 107. So you're going to be able to control a lot of the board if you're able to get the 107. And you can just be out of the rest of the class pretty much. You know, you get to pick your 4 out of 7 players, and then you're out of the rest of the picks.
And not just that, the 107, you know, if we're doing a trade, if we're trying to make other trades, the 107 feels a lot more sexy than someone offering me a bunch of second round picks. It just is, you know. I'm more apt to take an offer from someone if they offer me Pickens in the 107 as opposed to Pickens the 201, 202, and a 25 second, even if the calculator points tell me that the second is probably worth more. The second offer, I mean, the latter, the former, I don't know the difference. So the second round picks and Pickens is less sexy than Pickens in a 107, for example. So yeah, I'll take the 107 here. I like it. Now, if to start 12, obviously we'd want the seconds. If it was start 11, I'd probably still take the 107s, but I'd at least think about it.
Yep. Okay, let's go to Bro Beans's. Thank you very much for the hammers and the resubmission of the trade. This is a 10-team Superflex half PPR, no tight end premium, start 9. The team is A-Rich, Kyler, AOC, Drew Lock, Zach Wilson, and Mac Jones. Bijan, Brees, Kendre, Roshan at running back. CeeDee, Amon-Ra, Puka, Olave, Pickens, Christian Kirk, and QJ. And then has McBride, Fant, Otten at tight end. The 101, 103, 107, a 26 first and second. There was a previous inbox offer. It was give Olave and a 26 first, receive Michael Mayer, the 106 and a 25 first. He said, given the trade is dead, did I luck out here or should I try to bring it back to the table? This trade partner is also the guy who has Josh Allen, which he had mentioned in a different comment before. What are your thoughts on that former offer? Give Olave and a 26 first, receive Michael Mayer, 106, 25 first.
No, I'm passing on it only because this team has so many riches already that there's just no reason to take on multiple pieces. You're taking on a fourth tight end in a league where they couldn't be more worthless. Why do we even count Michael Mayer in the deal? I get it. 26 and 25 first. Those can cancel each other out unless you know one is clearly better than the other. And then we're giving up Olave for the 106 in a 10-teamer. So it's Olave for a Dunze, maybe, if you don't want to take a quarterback. So it just feels like this is a pointless deal to make. I mean, it's almost a pay to brag, isn't it, Shane? I mean, look at the team. 101, 103. He's got CeeDee, Amon-Ra, Puka, Olave, Brees, Bijan. I mean, the quarterbacks, whatever. But you got Trey McBride. I mean, this team's stacked. This is probably a team. The only thing I'm focused on doing is trying to find all the other people in the league that are willing to give me their future picks for the excess shit that I don't really need.
Right.
I'll just continue to have three firsts every year and a perpetual contender that I'm always going to have a top three squad. Like, that's the only move. The move isn't to try to get cute and do a deal like that. It's, can I sell George Pickens for a first? See ya. Can I sell Kendre Miller in the 107 for 25 and a 26? I mean, be creative, but you need to get future capital. I don't want to make all these picks. I don't want all the players on this team.
Another thing he said too was, I'm thinking guiltlessly taking JJ McCarthy or whatever QB may slip to 106 or 107. Would you just think where his head's at in terms of that? Would you take JJ McCarthy if he is there at 107? Your quarterbacks, A. Rich, Kyler, AOC, and some.
Well, here's the thing. You don't need all the backup QBs in this league either because it's a 10-team start night. Like, but I would be fine taking a third QB. I mean, what are you going to do? Add another receiver to the team when you're already getting Marv and you're already getting Neighbors? I mean, at some point there's overkill in continuing to pick players. If you really want McCarthy, fine. I'm not going to be, you know, totally against making a pick that you like, but it's not necessary.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. We just have two more here. We have 1,698 eyeballs watching. Thank you so much for joining on the Tuesday night. Hit that like, hit that heart, whatever you see in front of you, if you'd be so kind. Easiest way to help out the channel and Shane. Let's go to Eric. Thank you for your hammer. Shane, we will start with you first, sir. 10-team Superflex, half PPR, start 12. Burrow, Goff, Geno at quarterback. Brees, B-Rob, Moss, and Trash Cans. Has Chase, Ayuk, Garrett Wilson, Rice, Flowers, JSN, and then also, wait, what is that? Allen?
Keenan Allen, Christian Kirk, Kyle Pitts, Trey McBride.
Kyle Pitts, Trey McBride,
103.8. I know, yeah, loaded if Keenan Allen is like that far back. JSN, Keenan Allen, Christian Kirk, Pitts, McBride has the 103, 208. The trade is send the 103 and Ayuk for Amon-Ra, St. Brown, and the 202, plus the stack with Goff. He says, hammer time, ? The activity level in the league is low. The trade is with the league champ from last year. What do you think here? 10-team Superflex, start 12, half PPR, Shane.
So, do I want Malik Neighbors and Ayuk or ARSB and the 202?
Start 12. Give me the two receivers here.
Yeah, I have to unfortunately agree with Scott. I really do. It's a shame.
Yeah,
I'd like to argue.
What if that were the 111
and AR and Ayuk?
No, 103 and IUK or ARSB in the 111.
I think before I'd even think about it, it'd have to get down to like 107 before I could talk myself into it. 108. Like there's got to be an O in front of it, which is a zero. It's got to be a 10 something, 1.0 something in order to be able to talk myself into making this deal. I just actually looked at my portfolio. I have plenty of ARSB, so I couldn't even talk, or I have enough, I should say. So I couldn't even talk myself into doing that. I think I'd probably try to find another way to make that deal. You know, can
give me a first instead?
Is there another receiver I could use instead of that pick? If not, let's just move on. Like Scott said, can I get a first back?
Yep. Buck sent me a funny Amon Ross Brown offer. And my reply was, do you want anything else? Like I was giving up like the farm. I'll have to pull it up. But this is the Anabolic Chemist. Thank you for the hammer. 12-team Superflex, start 10, PPR. Allen Hurts, AR-15. And then he just has trash cans as running backs and wide receivers and tight ends. He only lists quarterbacks and then trash. And then pick wise, he has 106, 112, 305. He's got 325 firsts, a couple seconds, 326 firsts. Took over an aging orphan team and sold assets to accumulate picks. Was able to steal Hurts by sending an early 24 second plus Baker. Oh, wow. Since I'm in a rebuild, should I try to sell Josh Allen for a younger QB plus? For a younger QB plus more 24 picks, what move should I make? What are your thoughts here? This is a 12-team Superflex start 10.
It's a fun one. We have an entire team of rushing quarterbacks and nothing else. That's absolutely awesome. Nothing else. So we're probably taking the same principles that we talked about 15 minutes ago with that Jahmyr Gibbs team that had nothing else and using that same process, even though we do have some picks here. You know, we have a couple picks we can take some shots on, but I think the one benefit that this person has is they have flexibility. Any of my QBs are open for trade. Basically, it's send me offers on Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, and Anthony Richardson, and I can evaluate all three. And do not get picky on which one you want to trade away. Maybe it's Allen, but you're only getting 10% more for Allen than you are for Anthony Richardson. Like, trade Anthony Richardson. That doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter. You use them against each other, but you do got to liquidate one. You can't even build a team without it.
What do you think in terms of what's, if you're going to split Allen or Hurts, you know, one of the big boys, we always like to be getting studs or stud pieces back in return, but you need a lot of pieces here. What type of deal are you okay with? You don't want to take on a bunch of stuff, but at the same time, you need pieces. So you trading Josh Allen for Dak Prescott, Deontay Johnson, and insert some other wide receiver. Rashee Rice.
I was going to say, it depends upon that wide receiver. Is that other wide receiver CD Lamb? Because then we could talk.
It's but some kind of trash stick.
You go to Rashee Rice. It's not a crap stick, but he's certainly not CD Lamb. I'm not doing that. No. That's the problem. I don't want to split Josh Allen into three pieces because I'm not going to feel good about it. And there, it's very unlikely that all three of those pieces are going to be young ascending pieces that also have shown enough for me to know that they're probably going to be good to elite.
So I guess here's the real question that I think I want everybody to think about. Clay, if you have a team in like this in your league, you see this is their team. Are you jumping to give them Ja'Marr Chase in a first for Josh Allen? Do you know what I mean? Like you're looking at their team going, you're going to have to take a discount on one of these QBs. As soon as you make that deal, you're helping them way more than you're actually getting back, even if it's a fair deal. So it feels like he may be up against it where people see these three hammer QBs he has, but everyone else is operating in this. Think about it from one of the other league mates. I was thinking about this when he said he got Jalen Hurts for Baker Mayfield in a second, which is ridiculous. But the rest of the league is probably okay with these three QBs just being buried on his
team. Yeah, exactly. They're just like one of them. They're just playing without him. They're not on the –
And I'm not saying they're colluding to do that, but Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb for Josh Allen. Like, that inbox offer is not showing up. it's probably going to be a league where you're going to have to seek out every deal and probably take 80 cents on the dollar to get this build started. And once you make that first move, now you have more of a legitimate team to start to build. Mm-hmm. It feels like the league's just fine with you having these three QBs because they're never going to hurt anybody else. Just you have them all. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Shane would trade with him.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's going to be someone in the league that's going to go, I'm tired of finishing in third place. I'm tired of finishing in fourth place. Oh. What do I need to do to move
for 80
up?
80 cents so on the dollar, I'll buy that, one.
What you need to do, though, honestly, if I was you, I would go target them. Who finished in third place, fourth place, fifth place last year, sixth place? Because that dude or girl probably thinks, oh, my team was just on the cusp of being really good when it wasn't. It was on the cusp of being ass, and they just don't realize it. So can I get their future first among other assets?
That's a perfect way to end it. 1,737 people have already hit that like. Thank you for joining. Yeah, we do have to read this. Brotherhood 8959. There was that question. What would Scott do? WWSD? Well, take a smoke, not wear a condom, and complain about his broken car windows. That's what Shane would do. Oh, that's good. That's very good. Okay, that's all I got. Tired. Scott and I were streaming a lot today. Yeah, but thanks as always for joining. Shane, would you like to say goodnight?
Hey, goodnight, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you very much. Have a great, great evening.
Nice. Scott?
I was going to say, tune in Wednesday or Thursday night. We're going to be doing the trades in five minutes. We'll be picking a player, and then we'll have our AMA over in the Discord. And then you're doing a stream tomorrow, aren't you? Aren't you, Clay? You doing a hammer stream tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to do a hammer stream with Ty tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So
and I just encourage everybody, if you have not listened to Ty's trade show that he did solo on Destination Devi, he's really starting to come into his own. It is a very good listen. You like rapid fire trades where you just go through them and Ty, I can get it. I can listen to Ty. He's starting to get the ability to just process a trade and go. And it's something that's taken us a while to be able to do. So very impressive. So listen to that, the trade show on Destination Devi, all the Destination Devi content, and tune in tomorrow with Clay and Ty for the hammer stream.
Yep. We'll be good times. We'll see you then. I'm going to end this one.